How to gain, how to keep, how to recover happiness is in fact for most men at all times the secret motive for all they do. It is no doubt that one's state of happiness or unhappiness colors everything. People who are happy view the world as safer. They seem more cooperative, make decisions more easily, rate job applicants more favorably, and report greater satisfaction with their whole lives. When your mood is gloomy, life as a whole seems depressing. Let your mood brighten, and then your thinking broadens and you become more creative. Your relationships, your self-image, and your hopes for the future also seem more promising. In one survey of 128 people with all four limbs disabled, most admitted having considered suicide after their injury. However, about a year later, only 10% rated their quality of life as poor. Most described it as good or excellent. When 233 emergency patients imagined how they would feel about themselves years after such an injury, only 39% guessed they would feel satisfied with myself on the whole. But that is exactly how 95% of the actual patients felt. And 98% of them agreed that, I feel I am a person of worth. The emotional impact of significant events is not so great as people imagine. Learning that one is HIV positive is depressing. Yet after 5 weeks of adapting to the sad news, those who tested positive felt less upset than they had expected. Likewise, faculty members up for tenure expect their lives would be denied by a negative decision. Actually, 5 to 10 years later, those denied are not noticeably unhappier than those who were awarded tenure. The same is true of romantic breakups, which at the time may seem to have ruined one's life. The surprising reality is, we overestimate the long-term emotional impact of very bad news, and underestimate our capacity to adapt. Our happiness is both genetically influenced and influenced by factors under our control.